So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey, Dr. Berg here. In this short video, we're going to talk about the number one top food to burn belly fat. Do you have a wild idea? Do you have any idea what it could be? I'm going to tell you right now, it's this right here. Protein. But it comes with a package. Most of these diets out there, even the prepackaged foods, the high protein diets like Atkins diet or Protein Power, all involve protein, except for the vegetarian diets, which actually adds some protein, but doesn't work. The reason why protein will help you burn fat is because it triggers two of the fat-burning hormones. One is called growth hormone, and the other one is called glucagon, and those hormones help dissolve fat. But I want to take it one step further because you need this. There's more information to be known about this, because here's the three things that you must know if you're going to do this. Number one, it must not be a large amount of protein per meal. If a little bit is good, a lot is not good. If you start eating more protein past 6 ounces per meal, like you start doing 8 ounces, 10 ounces, 12 ounces, what's going to happen? You're going to put a lot of stress on your liver because your body has to break down this excessive amount of protein. Our bodies don't really need a lot of protein. In fact, there's people that think that if they lose their hair or their nails, they just need to eat more protein. Not necessarily. It has to do with the liver function and the hormone interaction. So I would consume about maybe 3 to 6 ounces of protein per meal. Okay, that's step one. Number two, that protein must be quality. Most of the diet programs out there use the soy protein isolate protein powder or the cheap whey protein powder. That is a low quality protein. And if you're replacing that with your own body protein, you're going to not look healthy as you lose weight. I'll see people that'll do this and they look older. They don't look healthy. They look kind of ragged and they look like a crackhead. So we want to add a quality protein like grass-fed beef, grass-fed, you know, chickens, organic chicken, free-range eggs. That's a really good protein, or wild-caught fish. Those are all really good quality proteins. And then the third thing, and this is what like the Atkins diet does not do, is they don't add enough vegetable to rid the waste of the acid from the protein. Protein turns into a waste product if you have too much of it. Like it turns into either ammonia, it could turn into ammonia, or uric acid. And so if you consume enough vegetable, like 7 cups, it will flush all this waste out of your body, out of your liver, and kind of buffer the kind of the side effect of the protein effect, okay? Because the kidneys and liver can kind of get congested with all this protein. So as long as your vegetables are high, then you can tolerate this protein. That would be the number one top food if you wanted to burn belly fat or any fat for that matter, because it's a trigger to the two fat-burning hormones.